So what we've been doing, really, we've been distinguishing between the concept of a house or a bank and the concept of the house or the bank. When we talk about a house, we're not referring to any particular house. But when we talk about the house, we must be referring to a particular house, looking at a particular house. And that's the concept of definiteness. It's a definite house. It's a particular house. But we don't just express the concept of definite or particular by using the. We might say Samir's house, for example, and we're only talking about one house, not any particular house. We might say my house, that's a definite house. We might say his house, that's also a definite house that we're talking about. Now, in Arabic, you've just seen how when you say the big bank, you have to add the to the describing word as well as to the word being described, like house. So we're saying the house, the big. Now, the same is true if we're saying my house, because that's also definite. So the describing word has to pick up the as well. So you end up saying my house, the big, because we know it's this house we're talking about. If I just said my house big in Arabic, I would be saying my house is big. So that's picking up the again. So how would we say my large house?
Beiti i kabir.
That's it. And how would we say my new house?
Beiti gidid.
Yes, pick up the il.
Beiti il gidid.
Yes. Mahmoud, can you say those two?
Beiti il kibir. Beiti il gidid.
So what you actually said was Beiti gidid, which means what? What does that mean?
My house is new.
Yes. But what we wanted to say is my new house, which is.
Beiti il gadid.
Yes. So that's the difference in meaning. It's quite subtle. By just picking up the, we're saying my new house as opposed to my house is new. So how would you say his new house?
Beitak.
Okay, his,
His,
not your to a
that's your
male. Yes, that's your to a male. You're saying your house to a male. His house.
Beitu.
Yeah, his new house.
Beitu il gadid.
Yes. How about we're going to his new house tomorrow? Think about it. We're going.
Ehna. Rain.
Rahin, yeah.
Rahin.
His new house.
Beitu il gadid.
Tomorrow.
Bukra.
Good. Very good. Mahmoud?
إحنا رايحين بيته الجديد بكرة.
And how did we say book in Arabic? Book.
كتاب.
Yes. What about her book?
كتابها.
Yes. Except you don't need the helping vowel this time because it only ends in b. So you just stick it straight on the end.
كتابها.
كتابها. With
كتاب
her. That's it. Okay. What about her new book?
كتاب ها الجديد.
Good. So now let's ask a man, can you see her new book? Can you?
شايف.
Yes, you. You to a man first.
انت شايف.
Yes. Her new book.
كتابه.
Yes, كتاب
كتابه.
Yeah.
كتابه. جديد.
Okay.
إل جديد.
Yes. Try it once more. And don't forget the h of the hair. It's كتاب. Say كتاب and then say hair. كتاب hair. All right. Let's try that once more. Can you see her new book?
أنت شايف. أنت شايف كتابها الجديد؟
Good, that's good. Mahmoud?
أنت شايف كتابها الجديد؟
كبير, as well as meaning large or big, can in the context of people also mean the elder or the eldest, the, like my big brother, really. Or but you can apply it to son as well, my big son, meaning my eldest son. So how would you say my eldest son? And we're not saying my son is the eldest. My eldest son.
Ibni.
Mm-hmm.
Kebir.
Now, what did you just say? You said my son is the eldest.
Okay.
What has to happen to the describing word?
That has to pick up.
Yes.
The
So my eldest son.
Ibni. Il-Kabir.
That's it. Ibni Kabir. And what about your eldest son talking to a woman? Your eldest son.
Ibnik Il-Kabira.
Okay, we're talking to a woman, but what are we describing? Are we describing the woman or the son? Yeah. So there's no need to pick up the ah.
Ibni Il-Kabir.
Yes, that's my eldest son. Now, your eldest son, but talking to a woman.
Ibnik il-Kabir.
That's it. So the Kabir doesn't change because we're still describing the son, who is male. So how would you say, is this your eldest son, talking to a woman? Is this your eldest son?
Ibnik il-Kabir?
You could say that. What you're actually saying is, your eldest son, but what about the this? I would just say this if we're referring to a male.
Da.
Yeah, okay. Is this your eldest son?
Da ibnik il-kibir.
Yes, good. Mahmoud?
Da ibnik il-kibir.
So we've looked at ibnik and saw how the kibir doesn't change because you're not describing the woman, you're describing the son. So how would we say to a man, how would we say your eldest daughter? Then your eldest daughter to a man.
Bintak.
Yeah.
Kabira.
Okay. Well, is something missing?
Doesn't.
There's something missing from the Kabira.
So the Kabira is right.
Yes, the Kabira was right because you picked up the ah.
Bintak il Kabira.
That's it. Your eldest daughter. Otherwise, we would have been saying, your daughter is the eldest. Without the ill. What about our eldest daughter?
Hang on.
So the tag, we need to put...
Bintina.
That's it, good.
Bintina il kabira.
Good. Our eldest daughter is in school.
Bintina il kabira fil madrasa.
Very good. Mahmoud?
Bintina kibira fil madrasa.
And did you hear how Mahmoud ran the ih of ikibira into the end of bintina? Bintina kibira. Now, when we're describing things, we can use another of these very useful Arabic words that covers a lot of ground for one word. So you know fi, which means...
In.
Yes, in. Now, fi, which is slightly longer, fi, with a hint of an H sound at the end, a ha, fi, means there is, or there are, or is there, or are there. As in, there is a house next to the bank, or are there any sandwiches today? Just one little word, that's all you need. Fi, like an elongated version of fi. Fi. So, for example, if I wanted to say, is there a bank? How could I say that?
Fi bank?
That's it. Is there a bank? Is there a large bank? A large bank. Now we're talking about not the large bank. Is there a large bank?
Fi bank kabir?
That's it. What was near again?
Min orayb?
Oh, other way round.
Orayb min?
Yes, because it's near from rather than from near. Yes. So, what about, there's a large bank near our office. So, there's a large bank first.
Wie Bank Gebir.
Yeah. Near to.
Min arrive.
Other way around.
Arrive min.
Yes, near to our office. Mek.
Matab.
Nearly mek. Tab.
Mektabna.
Yes, mektab, office, from the k-t-b group, to do with writing. Okay, now flow it all together again. There's a large bank near our office.
Fi bank kabir.
Yeah, near to, near from.
Arrive min.
Yes, our office.
Mektabna.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Fi bank kibir orayib min maktabna.
So you see how that's come out of your own knowledge. You've constructed that sentence out of your own knowledge of how Arabic is put together and how the tags go on the end of the words. And how the sentences construct themselves. You've put it together. You've put your thought into Arabic through your own knowledge. So how would we say there's a new girl in the school using the same principle? There's
Fi.
A new girl.
Fi bint Kadida.
Good, Gadida, yeah.
Gadida.
In the school.
Fil madrasa.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Fi bint gdida fil madrasa.
And you heard how Mahmoud added a filler vowel to make it easier to say. Bint gdida. And what about if we wanted to say, is there a taxi coming? Is there a taxi coming? Is there? Or there is.
Fil taxi gay.
Okay, it's not fil. Fil is in the, remember.
Fi taxi gay.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Fi taxi gay.
And what if we wanted to say, can you see if there's a taxi coming? Talking to a man. Can you see if there's a taxi coming?
Enta shefa. No, enta shef.
Yes.
Le. Lau.
Good.
Enta shef. Lau.
Yes. There's a.
Fi.
Yeah. Taxi.
Taxi gay.
Yes. That's it. Mahmoud.
Enta shef. Lau fi. Taxi gay.
Try it again with the same intonation you just heard, Mahmoud. The same up and down.
Enti shef. Lau fi taxi gay. Gay.
Let's have it once more from Mahmoud. Give it to us once more, Mahmoud.
Enta shayef lau fi taxi gay.
So we had earlier, we had the Arabic word for shop. Mahal. 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 How would you ask, is there a shop here?
Fi mahal hina.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Fi mahal hina.
What about, is there a shop near here?
Fi mahal orayb min hina.
Good. Yes, Mahmoud?
Fi mahal orayb min hina.
Another useful descriptive word is the word for good, which also means nice. It's one of those, again, very useful words you can use in a lot of different contexts. And it's quais, quais, which would turn into quaisa, quaisa, if you're talking about something feminine, something female. Quais, quaisa, quais, quais. And you can use it by itself just to mean good, yes, quais, yes, fine, quais. There you are, quais. Or you can use it to describe something. For example, you could ask, is there a good shop near here? Is there?
Fi.
Yeah. a good shop.
Fi mahal quais
near here.
Urayb min hina.
That's it. Mahal.
Fi mahal quais urayb min hina.
Or we could ask the same question, but about a restaurant. We were talking about the words that mean the place where you do something, like mektab, being the place where you write, kataba. And the word for restaurant came up, mat'am. You're at the dentist again, mat'am, yum, yum, mat'am, And that's because ta'am, ta'ama.
Or my tummy.
Yes, my tummy. My tummy at the dentist. That root, ta'am, ta'ama, is food. It's to do with food. So mat'am is where you eat, like mektab is where you write. Mat'am, mat'am. So how would you say, is there a good restaurant near here?
Fi.
A good restaurant.
Mat'am.
Yeah. Good.
Quais. Quais.
Yeah. Near here.
Oraib min hita.
Min
hena.
Yes. Good. Mahmoud.
Fi matam quais. Oraib min hena.
We've learnt how you can add mish, meaning not, to lots of different concepts. Like, he's not a doctor. Hua mish doctor. I'm not going. Ena mish raiha. Fi has a slightly different negative, but it's almost like the word fi has kind of leapt into the middle of mish and sort of squashed it down, because half of it comes before and half of it comes after. So instead of being mish fi, it turns into mafish. Mafish. Think of mishmash. It's the second half, really. It's the mash half we're using now. So mash, mash, mafish. And mafish is a great expression, which you'll hear all the time in Egypt in various different phrases. So Mahmoud will give us some of these now, how mafish is used.
You would hear, for example, mafish fayda, there's no use. Mafish fikra. He has no idea. Mafish makan, there's no place. Mafish mushkila, there's no problem. Mafish had, there's nobody. Mafish haga, there's what?
There's nothing.
There's
yes.
Nothing. Mafish haga.
So you would use it in Arabic, where in English we might say no problem, for example. Then you would use mafish, mafish mushkila. Or it's no use, that you would say there's no use, mafish fayda, there's no hope, benefit. So you hear it in all sorts of expressions. So how would you say there isn't a shop in the hotel?
Mafish mahal fil funduk.
Yes. Mahmoud?
Mafish mahal fil funduk.
And what about there isn't a restaurant? How would you say restaurant again? Tummy at the dentist.
Mafish. Matam.
Yes, that's perfect.
Fil fundo.
Okay, in the hotel. Yes. So you said there isn't a restaurant in the hotel, which would have been a good sentence. Now say there isn't a restaurant near my house. Near to my house. Near from my house. There isn't a restaurant near my house.
And house is?
House is like Norman Bates.
Oh,
think
of course,
Norman
yeah.
Bates in his house on the hill. Bates. So there isn't a restaurant near my house.
Mafish. Matum.
Yeah, matam, yeah. Near.
Mafish matam.
Near.
Oraib min.
My house.
Betty.
That's it. Very good. Mahmoud, can you say that?
Mafish matam oraib min Betty.
So we've seen how mafish is the opposite of fi. And we do the same with this sort of squashing the mash, if you like, squashing this negative. It works the same also for and, which means has or have. So we had already and hanging up with our words, then we can put the tags on the end. So we put the tag for my on the end of and to get I have, which was...
Andy.
Yes. Now, if we want to make that negative, we don't use mish. We have to use this separated, mashed version, like we did with mafish. And we say, well, have a go. Try saying Andy, put ma on the beginning and sh on the end. I don't have.
Ma'andish.
The only thing that happens is that the stress changes slightly and you put the emphasis of the word just before the sh, always. So listen to Mahmoud saying that I don't have.
Mandish.
So the emphasis on the word shifts to the ish bit just before the sh. Mandish. Mafish. So how would you say I don't have a watch?
Mandish. Sa.
That's it. Very good. Mahmoud?
Mandish sa'a.
And what was you have when you're talking to a man? Do you have? You have? Take off the E and put on the you male tag.
Andak.
That's it. So how do you think you would say to a man, you don't have or don't you have?
Andak.
The beginning? What's the beginning bit? You've got to... You're squashing the mash.
Mandaksh.
That's it. Very good. Mahmoud, say that for us.
Mandaksh.
All right. So, Andi, Mandish. Andak, Mandaksh. And what about, how would you say, you don't have or don't you have to a woman?
Andik.
Yeah, that's you have. And what about you don't have?
Mandaksh.
Good. We have a little oddity with the female you don't have. This becomes Mandikish. Mahmoud, can you say that?
Mandikish.
How would you say she has? Take off the tag and put on the tag for she.
Andik.
She. Not you. She.
Under her.
Good. So that she has. Now try saying she hasn't.
Maandahish.
Yeah. Although the last sound, what's the last sound?
Maandahish. He.
That's it. Maandahish. That's it.
Maandahish.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Maandahish.
Okay. She doesn't have a watch.
Mandahesh sa'a.
Yes. Mahmoud?
Mandahesh sa'a.
What about she doesn't have a daughter in America? She doesn't have a daughter in America.
Mandahesh.
Daughter.
Bint.
Yeah. In America.
Fi America.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Mandahesh bint fi America.
What was we have again? What's the tag we put on for we have?
Andna.
That's it. So try saying we don't have. Use what you know.
Mandinash.
That's it. Though it sounds a bit more like Mandinesh. Mahmoud, can you say that?
Mandinesh.
How about we don't have a reservation?
Mandinesh hags.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Mandinesh hags.
We don't have a reservation in the cinema.
Mandinesh hags I cinema.
In the cinema.
Fil cinema.
But the L sound on fil will be pronounced S because it's in front of cinema. Fis cinema. Mandinesh hags fis cinema. So listen once again. Mahmoud's going to say the positive, i.e. I have, you have, we have. And then its negative equivalent, I don't have, you don't have. And just listen again for the way the emphasis, the stress, moves to the bit before the sh on the negative.
عندك ما عندكش. عندي ما عنديش. عندها ما عندهاش. عندنا ما عندناش.
So did you hear the change of stress there from عندي ما عنديش, with the stress, the emphasis on the word moving along as it does with photograph, photographic, photographer, for example? We're going to move back a little to the ing words so that we can understand the role of the ing words in Arabic. You've learnt how these ing words like رأي and جاي, they can be used to express what we're doing and what we're going to do as well in the future. And there's many more of these that you can add to your vocabulary to talk about many other different kinds of concepts. And we're just going to look at a couple more now to show you the different possibilities with these ing words. Another very useful one is the word mershi, which means walking. Sounds like a bit like mash again, like, but I'm not sure how to connect that with walking. mershi. Mershi can just mean walking. So you could say, for example, I'm coming to the hotel walking, meaning on foot. That's a common way of using mershi. I'm coming to the hotel mershi, walking. So how is a male, how would you say that? I'm coming to the hotel walking.
In a gay mershi?
The hotel.
In a gay il fundo mershi.
Mershi. Yes, that's right. Mahmoud, can you say that?
Ana gay il fundo mershi.
So that's I'm coming to the hotel walking, or on foot, as we would say more commonly. So how would you say we're walking then?
Ehna.
Yes.
Mashin.
Yes. There's a little kind of y that's put in to help the pronunciation. You sent it through the farmer's gate with falahin, which is good. But it picks up a little y just to make the pronunciation easier. Mashin.
Ehna mashin.
Ehna mashin. Now, the corniche is something that you might have heard of, a promenade along the river. Corniche. Have you heard that word? Used a lot. It comes from the French. Used a lot in Egypt, for example, for the promenade by the river. You've met the word for in, which is fi. And the word for on is ala. We're at the dentist again, but we're saying ala, but we're at the dentist. Ala, ala, ala. So on the corniche is ala al-corniche, ala al-corniche. Like fi and il became fil, ala and il become alal, alal, alal. Alal corniche, on the corniche, alal corniche. So how would we say we're walking on the corniche?
Ehna.
Walking.
Meshin. Alal corniche.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Ehna. Meshin. على الكورنيش.
And this mershi is another word that you hear all the time around you, a bit like mafish, in other phrases such as, well, give us some examples, Mahmoud, of how you could use mershi.
Well, you could use mershi alone to mean okay, or that's done, or as you like. So if somebody asks something and you would say, mershi, okay, you got it. You could also use it to say ماشي على رجيم, which is following a diet. Or أنا ماشي بكرة, I am resigning tomorrow, like in English, I'm walking, you know, I'm leaving my job. أنا ماشي.
So although it means walking, it can take on different meanings. So ماشي meaning okay just means, I suppose, something like it walks, it follows, it goes. ماشي, ماشي. And likewise, ماشي à la régime, literally walking on a régime or a diet, would mean following. So it has the meaning of following, it has the meaning of walking, going, or resigning, leaving. So it's quite a flexible word, ماشي, which can be used in a number of different ways. One more ing word, which is more like the ones we met, like want and know, where in English we don't tend to use ing. We don't say I wanting, but in Arabic they would say I wanting or I knowing, and they would also say I understanding. I understanding. I understand. So here we're using an ing word, which is fahim, fahim. He's fair. Imagine a fair boy and you understand everything he says. Fahim. Fair him. So as a man, how would you say, I understand?
Ana fair him?
Yes, fair him. Just exactly like him as in him and her. Him. Fair him. Fair
him. Ana fair him?
Yes. But without the R, perhaps. Without the R sound. Fair him.
Ana fair him.
Yes. Mahmoud?
Ana fair him.
Or something we hope you won't want to say. As a man, or as anyone, I don't understand.
أنا مش فاهم.
Yes. Mahmoud?
أنا مش فاهم.
Now, how would you say, I understand as a woman?
أنا فاهمة.
Yes, but as with رايح, that became رايحة, going for a female, and شايف, that became Schaefer. Fahim drops the ih. So you get Fahma. And notice also that the sound, the first vowel sound, Fahim, has also shortened to a, Fahma, Fahma. Ena Fahma, I understand. So how would you, a woman, say, I don't understand?
Ena mish Fahma.
Mm-hmm. And Arabic, right at the beginning we were talking about how the word Arab, which is of Arabic origin, actually starts with the ah sound, the ayn, and is Arab, Arab. Arabic is Arabi, 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 Arabi. So how would you say I understand Arabic as a male?
In a feman.
What's understand? There's a fair boy.
Fair boy.
Yes. Him.
Fair him.
Yes. I understand, as a man, I understand Arabic.
And a fair him Arabia?
Yes, Arabi, Arabi, just with an E on the end. Try it again. I understand Arabic.
And a fair him Arabi.
That's it. Mahmoud?
أنا فاهم عربي.
What about as a woman, how would you say, I don't understand the menu? Menu is the same in English and Arabic. I don't understand the menu.
أنا مش فاهمة menu.
The menu.
Il menu.
Yes. أنا مش فاهمة il menu. What about asking a group, do you understand the menu? You to a group.
Into.
Good. Understand.
Fermi. Fermin.
Close. What was.
Fermin.
Fahim. Fahim.
Fair.
And now send it through. Yes, the farmer's.
Fahimin. Group.
Yes. But and now drop the if. Fahmin. Fahmin. Fah. In fact, the initial air sound becomes shorter as well in this case. Fahmin. Fahmin.
Enu fahmin.
Yeah. What was you to a group?
Enu. into.
That's it. Do you understand?
Into fahmin.
The menu.
Il menu.
Mm-hmm. Mahmoud.
Into fahmin il menu.
And we've got Arabic. English changes a little bit to Inglesi. Of Arabic. Inglesi. Both ending in that E sound. Inglesi. A bit like we use the E for something like Saudi or Kuwaiti. It's that kind of E. So, Inglesi is English. So how would you say, we understand English? We understanding English.
Ehna.
Mm-hmm.
Fahmin.
Good.
Inglesi.
That's it. Mahmoud.
Ehna. Fahmin Inglesi.
We understand English, but they don't understand anything.
Etnu. Fahmin.
Okay, what's we again?
Etnu. Entu.
Yeah, that's you to a group. We're getting a mixture of the two now. We.
Yes. Echna.
That's it. Okay. We understand English.
Echna famin.
Mm-hmm. English.
Inglesi.
Inglesi. Yeah. But.
Bas.
They.
Huma.
Good. Don't understand anything.
Mish fahmin.
A thing.
Had?
That would be, they don't understand anyone, which would also be possible. Anything?
Huega?
Haga. Yes, hear Mahmoud say that. We understand English, but they don't understand anything.
إحنا فاهمين إنجليزي بس هم مش فاهمين حاجة.
Okay, so we've seen now how important a little word like il can be in Arabic, because we've thrown all that is and are and am out the window and when we have words like il, whether we include them or not, can affect the meaning, as we've seen. Like when we were talking about il bank kabir, the bank is big, or il bank il kabir, the big bank. Now, earlier we had the words for this and that. So this is a bank would be
da bank.
Yes, da bank, because we're talking about a masculine or a male word. And this is a school would be
di madrasa.
Yes, di, because we're talking about, why di?
A feminine.
Yes, feminine word or a female word. If you think about it, da bank is literally this bank. But in Arabic, it means this is a bank, because we've taken the is and the er and we've chucked it out the window. So how are we actually going to say this bank, if that's what we mean? In other words, this bank is over there, or that girl likes spaghetti. So we need another way. Because if we did it literally, copied the English, we would end up with a sentence in Arabic meaning this is a bank. So how they do it in Arabic is that they say the bank this. So they're making it definite again. The bank this means this bank. So how would you say this bank?
Il bank da.
That's right. And how would you say this school?
Il madrasa di.
That's right. So we're still keeping the da and the di, depending on whether we're talking about a male or a female word, a masculine or a feminine word. So how would you say this menu?
Il menu da.
That's right. I want this menu. Speaking as a male.
And always il menu da.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Anna? How is the menu da?
And how would we say that hotel? This and that are the same. It doesn't change. It only changes for the male and the female. That hotel.
Da il funduk.
Okay, you got the il funduk. We need the il, yes, but we're going to say, in Egyptian Arabic, we're going to say the hotel that.
Il funduk da.
That's right, okay. So how would we say in that hotel then?
Fil. Fil funduk da.
That's it. And how would we say there's a restaurant in that hotel?
Restaurant matam.
Yes, matam, with matam. The emphasis on the verb matam. There's a restaurant in that hotel.
Fi matam fil funduk da.
That's right. Very good. Mahmoud?
Fi matam fil funduk da.
And how would we say this girl? Girl being the same word as daughter. This girl.
Il bint da. Di.
Well done. This girl, again?
Il bint di.
Yes. And in fact, the little helping vowel tends to creep in, because when you think about it, bint is n t, di is d, so we've got three together.
Il bint di?
Yes. Now you sound Egyptian. So, how about this girl is leaving, or walking, if you like. This girl is leaving, walking. Tomorrow. This girl.
Il bint di.
Mm-hmm.
Merci.
Go a bit through with Samira. Go through the Samira door. Pick up an ah sound. Because it's bint. It's a girl.
Il bint di. Mercia.
Good. Mascia.
Mascia.
Tomorrow.
Bokra.
Good. Mahmoud.
Il bint di. Mascia bokra.
A bint is girl or daughter, but you can't use ibn to mean boy. Ibn means specifically son. If you want to say boy, you have to use a different word, walad. Walad.
Almost like lad.
It is actually, yes.
Way lad.
Walad.
Walad. Walad. But compressed.
Arabic generally is, the pronunciation generally is more compressed. Don't tend to draw out the vowel sounds like we do in English sometimes. So it's quite compressed. Walad, walad. So how would you say that boy?
Il walad da.
Yes. That boy isn't my son.
Il walad da.
Not.
Mafish.
Okay, that's there isn't. Just not.
Oh, mish.
Yeah. My son.
Ibni.
That's it. Say it once more. That boy's not my son.
Il walad da mish ibni.
That's it. Very good. Mahmoud?
Il walad da mish ibni.
The word walad brings us on to thinking about a little bit more about how we would talk about groups in various languages. In other words, if we have one chair in English, if we want to talk about more than one chair, we say chairs, we add an S. If we want to talk about more than one box, we say boxes. We add an ES. Now, Arabic also has this system of adding endings to words to show more than one. So we've seen the farmer's gate, for example. We've seen this gate, and we've seen that the farmer's gate, which we've called the farmer's gate because one farmer is falah, and more than one farmer is falahin. We've seen when people go through that gate, like a manager, mudir, if we want to say managers, we can send it through the gate and we say
mudirin.
Yes, we add een on the end. And we're doing the same with the descriptive words as well that we had, like thirsty, il mudir atshan, the manager's thirsty. If we send it through the gate and we want to say the managers are thirsty, how do we say that?
Atsharin.
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 Yes. So we're sending the descriptive words or the ing words and the people through this gate. But there is something about this gate. It's only for people. You cannot send any things through that gate. The two doors that we had with Samir and Samira, things could also go through those doors. So you have a beautiful girl Bint Gamila, that's going through the Samirador, just as a beautiful town is going through. Medina Gamila is also going through the door. But objects, ideas, anything that is not a human can't go through the gate. The gate has got humans only written on it. So we have to have other ways. There are other ways in Arabic to refer to groups of things. And there are two main other ways. The simplest way of referring to groups of things is to add an ending. It's a little bit like the English S, which is et, et. This works, for example, with telephone. So a telephone is telephone. Telephones would be
telephonette.
That's it. So how would you say, where are the telephones?
Telephonette, then?
Yes. Where are the telephones? The telephones.
Il telephonette, then?
Yes. Mahmoud?
It telephonette, then?
Yeah, it, because t is in the same position as the l. It works for something like sandwich. So sandwich is sandwich. So what would sandwiches be?
Sandwichette.
Yeah. And how would you say, we want sandwiches?
إحنا عاوزين سندويشات.
That's it. Mahmoud?
إحنا عاوزين سندويشات.
What about, do you have sandwiches to a group? Do you have sandwiches? When we're talking to a group, we need the group tag.
عنده سندويشات.
That would be, does he have sandwiches? It was ak, oh, ik, yes. And for the group, talking to a group, what's the tag?
Ku.
Ku, that's it, yes. Which becomes oku, you were, yes.
Anduku sandwichet?
That's it. Mahmoud?
Anduku sandwichet.
It also works for salata. The only difference being that you don't have the et and the on the end. It replaces the So salata, salatat. So a word like salata, you can use the et ending as well, but it can be pronounced also more like art, and in this case it's salatat, because it's following a letter. It depends which letter it's following, whether your mouth falls naturally into et or art, but it's the same ending. So it's salata, salatat. Can you say that, Mahmoud?
Salata. Salatat.
Because like the silly and the sorry S and the dilly and the dolly D, we also have a similar thing with a T. We have T, 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 as in telephone, and we have T, T, which is further back.
Tomatim.
And tomatim and salata. So again, two separate sounds in Arabic, two different letters. So because it's ta in salata, it tends to move the sound of the ending, et, tends to move it back in the mouth, and that's why it becomes salatat. If it's further forward, then it tends to be et, sandwichet. But it comes naturally, depending on what comes before it, so it's not something to get worried about at all. So how would you ask, do they have salads? What do they have? The tag for they?
Hum.
Good. Do they have?
And hum.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwichet.
With salads, actually. But oh. That would be good. Yeah, that was, do they have sandwiches? Do they have salads?
And hum. Salatat. Mm.
Do they have salads in the cafe?
And hum. Salatat.
In the cafe.
Fil ahwa.
That's it. Very good. Mahmoud?
عندهم سلطات في القهوة.
And what was six again in Arabic?
Sista.
It's with a T in the sitta. 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 So what would six telephones be then?
Sista telefonet?
Yeah, t in the middle.
Sita. Sita telefonet.
Yeah, sit telefonet. When we put it in front of another word, sit tends to lose the ah sound. So sit telefonet. Sit telefonet. How would you say he has six telephones?
Andak.
He has. That would be you have to a male.
Andu. Sit telefonet?
Yes, Mahmoud.
Andu sit telefonet?
How would you say, why does he have six telephones? He has six telephones, why?
Andu sit telefonet fe?
Nearly. With A is, yes, the what, and then we had four what, meaning why.
Le?
That's it. Good. Why does he have six telephones?
Andu sita telefonet le?
That's good, Mahmoud.
Andu sita telefonet le?
And how would you say as a male, I don't understand? The fair boy.
Mish fahem?
Yes, I don't understand.
Ana mish fahem.
I don't understand why he has six telephones.
Ana mish fahem. Sita telefonet.
He has. I don't understand. The he has was missing in the middle. Ana mish fahem.
Ana mish fahem.
He has.
Andu sita telefonet le.
Very good, Mahmoud.
أنا مش فاهم عنده ست تليفونات ليه.
So adding et on the end of a word to make it plural, to refer to a group, is something that can be done for approximately a third of Arabic words. Particularly longer words, foreign words that have come into Arabic, like telephone, sandwich, can generally be made plural by adding et, as can many originally Arabic words as well. It works for about a third of words. And if we think about et and een that we had for the groups, for the people going through the farmer's gate, like mudirin, in both those cases we're adding something on the end of a word. And this is called external. We're doing something external, outside the word. An external plural, because we're adding it onto the end of the existing word. And English very largely uses external plurals. Chair, chairs. Fox, foxes. Boy, boys. Box, boxes. Sandwich, sandwiches. So we're adding either S or ES in the vast majority of cases in English. We're using an external plural in the same way that we're adding een on mudirin, managers, or et on telefonet, telephones, external. But in English, it doesn't always work that way. For example, if you think about how you would make the word mouse plural. It's one mouse, but three
mice.
So we're not saying mouses in this case. One man, three
men.
There's another example where we're not adding an external S or an ES in English. I want you to think about that for a minute and think about what's happening exactly there. We've got mouse, so we've got the sound ow, mouse, and then this is changing to my, mice. Ow is changing to I, mouse, mice. Something is happening in the middle of the word. And this we could call an internal plural. We're not adding anything after mouse, we're changing the middle of the word, mouse, mice. And likewise, we're changing ma, a, man to men, men. Again, it's inside the word it's happening. the vowel is changing the vowel sound from a to e, from ow to I. Now, this happens rarely in English. That's the exception in English. But in Arabic, it is a very common way of making a plural. So the internal plural is as common, if not more common, than the external plural in Arabic. There are patterns associated with the internal plural, just as in English you have mouse, mice, and you also have louse, lice, for example. They follow the same pattern. So there are different patterns. But at the beginning, it's just better to try and tune your ear to these, how these changes are working, and to try and remember them individually. So to get us going, Mahmoud will give us some examples of words that you already know with the English and the plural, and just listen to see what's happening inside the word.
Okay, I'm going to tell you some words, Arabic words, and I will also tell you the plurals of these words. What I want you to pay attention to is roots of these words. Listen to how the three sounds of the root always stay in the same order. If you remember, we did the root kataba, meaning to write, and from that we learnt kitab, maktab, makatib. Okay, so listen to this. Beit, house. Biyut, houses. You see how the change happened inside the word, in the middle of the word. Beit, biyut. Kitab, kutub. Book, books. Su', aswa'. Market, markets. Madrasa, madaris. School, schools. Also, in some loan words which have made their way into Arabic, the same pattern applies. Bank, bunuk. Film, aflam.
So you're not going to be able to remember all of the patterns at once. What you're listening for now, you're listening for the kind of changes that are happening, so that they're internal changes. And you might be able to hear that beit buyut sounds very similar to the plural for bank, bunuk. Beit, a house, buyut, houses, bank, bunuk. Beit buyut, bank, bunuk. And that's one pattern in Arabic, a bit like mouse and mice is a pattern in English. Other patterns, kitab, a book, kutub, kutub. Kutub. Can you hear kataba? Kitab, kutub. Madrasa, madaris, which is actually the same as mektab, makatib. So there are patterns emerging, which you will gradually become more aware of these patterns. The important thing at the moment is to understand the principle of what's happening. So you understand the principle, and then gradually the patterns will emerge. If you learn the individual plurals as they come up, and the patterns will emerge in time. Generally speaking, you use this internal plural for objects or things or ideas, and the een for people in general. But you can use the internal also for people. That is also possible. Some words use the internal. And we have actually met one of these. The word for boy, which sounds a bit like lad.
Walad.
Yeah, walad, walad. Now, its plural is used to mean children, boys or children. And we had awlad. So it's walad, 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 awlad, awlad. We've still got those three sounds in the same order, but we've arranged the vowels differently. We've actually picked one of the ahs up and stuck it at the beginning. Walad, awlad. Boy, boys. Boys, boys also meaning children. So gradually the patterns will emerge, because this pattern, walad awled, is the same as the pattern for film aflem. Walad awled, film aflem. Can you hear the how the pattern is the same with the vowel sounds? If you're in doubt, obviously a question that might come up is, well, how do I know? How am I supposed to know, you know, which one to use for which word? And other than some general guidance, such as the longer words take usually et and people usually een, it will be a question of gradually acquiring the vocabulary and learning which one is which. But in the meantime, if you're unsure, then you can use et, because it's a bit like a young child saying mouses or something like that. You know what they're trying to say. You can communicate. If you add et on the end, an Arabic speaker will understand you mean the plural. In fact, an internal plural rather than et, it doesn't matter. You will be understood. You will be communicating. Let's see if we can make some sentences with a few of those internal plurals that we've just had. For example, children.
Awled.
That's it. Awled.
Awled.
It's a long et. Awled. So how would you say, I have three children? What's three?
Teranta.
It's teleta. Teleta, and also a third being tilt.
Teleta.
Teleta. Teleta.
Teleta.
So I have three children. How would we say that? I have.
Andy.
Three.
Teleta awled.
Like before when we had six telephones, if you remember, when we, instead of saying sitta telefonet, what did we do? Do you remember?
Yes, sit.
Yes, we made a kind of short version of the number, and the same happens here because we're putting it in front of something. We're saying three boys rather than just three. So try again, see if you can work it out.
Andy telet awled.
That's it. Good. Mahmoud?
Andy telet awled.
And how would you ask a woman, do you have any children? Any being one of those words we've chucked out of the window, because it's just the question equivalent of some. So do you have children? Do you have any children?
Andik awled?
Yes. Mahmoud?
Andik awled.
Kitab was book, and books is kutub, kutub. Kitab, kutub. So that's kutub coming in again, kutub. So how would you say my books?
Kutubi.
That's it, kutubi, kutubi.
Kutubi.
Mm-hmm. Where are my books?
Kutubi fain.
Yes. What about, I know where my books are, talking as a woman. I know where my books are.
Ana arif kutubi fain.
Okay, you're a woman.
Ana arifa kutubi fain.
Good. Drop the I a little bit though. Arfa, arfa. Ana arfa kutubi fain.
Ana arfa kutubi fain.
Yeah. How about, I don't know where my books are, talking as a woman.
Ana mish arfa kutubi fain.
Yep. Ana mish arfa kutubi fain. And how would you ask a group of people, do you know where my books are? You to a group?
Antoku.
Okay, that's no, you no. Have, yes. Yeah. We're just looking for the word you, but to a group. So we've got enter, enti, and that's it. So do you know?
Entu arfin.
Mm-hmm. Where my books are. My books where?
Kutubin fen.
Yes, kutub. Kutub.
Kutubin fen.
Okay, we're not sending it through the farmer's gate. It's my. It's the tag for my. Kutub.
Kutubi.
That's it. Fen. Okay. Once more. Do you know where my books are to a group?
Entu arfin kutub. Kutubi, kutubi, kutubi fen.
That's it. Good. Mahmoud?
انتو عارفين كتبي فين؟
في means there is or there are. It doesn't change. And it means is there or are there as well. There's no change. It's just في or في for the questions, whether it's followed by one thing or a group of things, a plural thing. So if we wanted to say, for example, banks. Now, bank was a bank, and then we had to make an internal plural of that. It's the same pattern as house. House is beit, buyut. So we're going, So what was the plural of bank?
Buk.
Very close, but it's not a y, it's a n in the middle.
Bun.
Bunuk. Keep the b n k the same. You see how the b and the n and the k, they don't change. It's the vowel sounds that are changing. Bunuk, bunuk. Mm-hmm. Bank, bunuk. Beit, beyeta, beyeta, beyut. It's the vowels that are changing. So how would we say there are six banks?
Fi, sita, bunuk.
Good. What happens to the sita when we stick
sit.
It? Yeah.
Fi, sit, bunuk.
There are six banks in this town. How do we say this town?
E Medina. Il Medina. Is that a city?
That's right. Yes, town or city. Il, this town. You said the town.
Okay.
This town.
Di Medina.
The other way.
Medina di.
Okay. Let's stop a minute. Di Medina. We're saying this is a town.
Oh, okay.
Now, to say this town, we have to say the town this.
Il Medina di.
That's it. Okay. And that means this town. So how would you say in this town then?
Fil Medina di.
Yeah. There are six banks in this town.
Fi sita bunuk fil Medina di.
Yes. Without sit banuk.
Sit banuk.
Mm-hmm. Mahmoud?
Fi sit banuk fil Medina di.
So banuk, bank banuk, is one that takes an internal plural. You have to make it plural on the inside. Mahal, on the other hand, meaning shop, that takes et. You can do that with et. So mahal is a shop. What's shops?
Mahalet.
Yes. So how would you say, are there any shops or stores? Are there any shops in the hotel?
Fe mahalet.
Okay, what was the first word? Are there? You had it, I think. It just wasn't quite.
Fi yet. Mahalet.
Good. In the hotel?
In fundo. Fil fundo.
Good. Mahmoud?
Fi mahalet fil fundo.
How would we say, are there any sandwiches in the restaurant? Is sandwiches internal? Is it an internal or is it take et? It
takes et.
Okay, so are there any sandwiches in the restaurant?
Fi sandwichet fil metam. Matam.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Fi sandwichet fil matam.